This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 249 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Town Clerk Teresa Burr and Assistant Clerk Nancy Danello. We had our conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. We talk about how the Town Clerk's office had become virtual to continuing to provide most of their services. They are not currently providing notary public services or accepting marriage intentions at this time. Some other services may take a little more time to turn around, but they're still being processed. The one service completion that is not being done at this time that you'll hear about is the acknowledgement of the voter registrations. So new registrations are still being done online or through the registry. Those records are still coming in. But the clerks, because they're not in the office, are actually not giving you the confirmation via mail that they normally would. That will happen once the office reopens. Our discussion also includes a conversation on the two censuses underway. The annual town census was in the process of being wrapped up when the shutdown occurred. If you have not yet completed the census, please send it back and/or drop it in the white box at the corner of the building. The federal 2020 census is also underway and is important to complete. There's additional mailings or an online completion available for the federal 2020 census as well. This recording runs around 12 minutes, so listen to my conversation with Teresa and Nancy. Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM, here this afternoon with our town clerk and assistant clerk, Teresa Burr and Nancy Danello. Ladies, good afternoon. Thank you for joining me.
Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Thanks for having us.
Even virtually, absolutely. So how are you getting along in this new world where, I mean, you were the face of Franklin and now big people can't see you? That must be a challenge.
It is. It is a challenge. We miss seeing everybody. But we're doing the best we can.
Of course. And a lot of stuff now is online. Not that it wasn't before, but pretty much all your business that you can continue to conduct is through the online services, right?
Yes, we are still continuing with business online. You can go to the town clerk's office there if you need birth certificates, death certificates, or your marriage license. We are able to, we do need some time to get that to you. But you can go through on the website to franklinma.gov and order those as you normally do.
And with what you are doing, at least through the onlines, there are some things that you can't do online. And because you don't have access to the office, nor do we.
That's correct, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's right. We are not offering notary services at this time. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that because we'd need to be in the office. And also, we are not accepting marriage intentions until the office opens up, which, as you're well aware, we're not sure. There's no forcing time right now that's been given. But marriage intentions, if you're looking to file to get married,
they can just call the office, leave a recording, and that is transferred right directly into our email, and we'll call them back as soon as we get that message.
Yeah.
And we'll let them know.
It's a slick service, having the voice message getting
right
to an email.
Oh, I love that.
Makes it easy.
Yeah, it's not like the old days when you had either the pink slip or the yellow slip. You'd have to take a note and write down. And
right.
The note could get lost in the desk in the shuffle of papers.
Those message books.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Carbon copy. Thank goodness
carbon
we
coffee.
Don't have that anymore. Voice to text is beautiful.
Indeed.
Yeah. So I think that's really basically the only thing that we're not offering right now. Right, Teresa, is just the notary service and marriage intentions. Everything else we're fully capable of doing from home. Vitals, birth, death, marriages. Marriage is a little bit more difficult with having no access into the office. You know, we just need a couple more days as, you know, we are allowed access. We'll pop in, print those, and get those out to you. So death and births are pretty quick, though.
I was just going to say, and again, they can also, if they can't get online, they're also welcome to drop off the white mailbox out front. We're still, you know, if they want to mail it, or they can drop off their payment and they request an envelope in the white front mailbox, will receive it also.
Right.
Just remember, do not put cash in there. Yeah. We are not accepting cash at this time.
Yeah, especially with the online credit card debit, things of that sort, but none of the green dollars, please.
Correct.
Right.
And then for some of the ongoing pieces, dog licenses, I saw that extension to June 1st.
That's correct. Yes, they can order their dog license online. And we did exchange it. There is no late fee. Normally it's April 1st, but it has been extended to June 1st. So there is no late fee if you pay for your dog after April 1st.
Right. After June 1st at this point, there still would be a late fee unless that date changes.
Right. We'll wait and see. Correct. Yeah.
And then for the top dog, they can send in their photo as well?
Yes, they may. They may still. We do not have a date as of far as when that will happen, when we will pick Franklin's top dog. As we get closer to June 1st, hopefully we'll have a time.
Or at least a better understanding where we can set a time. Yeah.
Correct.
And then the other thing that's happening and somewhat complicated, because every 10 years the federal government comes out with their census, and you were in the process of wrapping up the annual town census. So now folks potentially have both out there.
Yes, they do. They should send in their town census if they haven't already, to continue to do so, and also answer the census, the 2020 federal census. It's very important to do that. They can either call or go online and fill that out.
And I've been sharing reminders almost on a weekly basis to foster that. So between the census mailings, and for the Franklin Matters readers, I don't want to overkill them, but I do want to get it out there, because to your point, it's critical.
It's very critical for our roads, our school funding, and many more things.
In the conversations I've had with the senior center, certainly from a senior records perspective, and particularly the veterans.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Very important.
And then the other piece at this point, there's certainly been a lot of talk about the elections. We have a state primary coming up in September, and then the major election in November. You have a delay, at least, in processing the election certificates or registration papers, from what I understand.
The nomination papers,
Papers. I knew there was a term. Thank you.
Yes. The nomination papers. Yes, they've been coming in. They've been mailing them with self-addressed envelopes, so we can mail them back to them, or dropping them off in the white mailbox. And again, we're trying to get those done. They're required to have them into the office, into the town clerk's office, by April 28th is the deadline to get them to the town clerk's office. And then I have till May 9th to have them all processed. That's a time restraint that I'm in, trying to, when we're allowed to get in, and processing those. Of course, those are through the state computer, so we have to be in the office for that, because we do not have access remotely. Certain day and hours are only allowed for that.
Some who have really paid attention, I think in one of our prior discussions, we talked about that, because coincidentally, that was one of the things that I can speak with some authority on, because I was part of the project a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
To install the motor voter system, as it was called at the time. So I do know that there's one-to-one connections between Franklin and Ashburton Place and each of the other, actually, 350 communities. Gosnell didn't have a connection at the time. May or may not now. The clerk at the time said, we'll take the ferry over. We don't have that much business. But yeah, it's all very much a secured and private network, so you can't get at it from the outside. You have to be in the office, and nobody else on the internet can get at it anyway. So, and then clearly we've got time before September and November, so I know there's been a bunch of other discussions. Some other places in the news are talking about what potentially would happen for the fall elections, but we'll have time to share whatever the deal is as that gets resolved before, as we get closer to that time. And I was just going to say, anything else we should share with the folks at this time? Other than the usual, you know, social, practice the social distance, wash your hands.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Correct. I mean, yeah. Voter registration, Teresa.
I know that's, I don't know, with the election. Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, the vote, you know, people are still, you know, still continue to register to vote online or fill them out and mail them in to us.
Yeah, just don't be nervous that you're not getting the paperwork from us, because they are going through the registry and they're not getting the confirmations from us. So the reason for that is because we do not have access into the building. Once we do, once we're able to get into the building, that will all be processed. And, you know, no worries. Everybody will be able to vote in the election. We'll process all the voter registration and it'll all be good.
That's right.
Yeah, and then clearly between now, you know, mid-April and September, we'll have some time to have that clarified, and then it'll give us some time to do one or more of these to help spread the word.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to have to work your magic, Steve, because we're probably going to need some more election workers.
Oh, yeah.
Given the circumstances,
we'll see how that goes.
And Franklin, as you know, has been a fairly responsive community, so I'm sure there'll be some folks out there to step up.
Oh yeah, it was great last time, huh, Teresa?
Yeah, we had an overwhelming response. It was wonderful.
Yep. It really was.
So many. It was great. We had a lot of really
always looking
people. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully everything works out okay.
Well, thank you for your time. I know you probably have some other things to do to continue to process things online to keep that, you know, well-oiled machine, albeit remote, still working. So I thank you for taking your time today, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk again.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. We really appreciate it, and stay safe and healthy.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.